There's been a new attack at the United States Capitol, leaving one police officer dead and another wounded. Authorities say a man drove his car into them at a barricade today, then stabbed one with a knife before police killed him. Another officer had died when a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol in January.
I ask you to please keep the United States Capitol Police family in your thoughts and prayers at this time. It has been an extremely difficult and challenging year for us.
The slain officer was identified as William Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force. Police say the motive for the attack is unclear, but they don't suspect terrorism. The U.S. economy is giving strong new signals of a sustained recovery. The Labor Department reports a net gain of 916,000 jobs last month. That's the most since August. The unemployment rate, in turn, fell 0.2 points to 6%. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. At the White House, President Biden touted his infrastructure plan as the path to permanent recovery. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has vowed to fight the $2 trillion blueprint and its proposed tax hikes. But after his prepared remarks, the president said that would be a mistake.
If the Republicans decide that we need it, but they're not going to pay for it, it's just going to increase the deficit. I think the Republicans' voters are going to have a lot to say about whether we get a lot of this done.
Mr. Biden also said the corporate tax hikes would not slow the economy. The CDC said today that it is safer for Americans who are fully vaccinated for COVID-19 to travel without being tested or quarantined. But with new infections up 20% in 2 weeks, the CDC director advised staying home anyway.
I would advocate against general travel overall. Our guidance is silent on recommending or not recommending fully vaccinated people travel. Our guidance speaks to the safety of doing so.
Also today, California said it's allowing indoor concerts, theater performances, and private gatherings starting April 15th. Seating restrictions will be county by county. The U.S. and Iran agreed today to indirect talks on returning to the 2015 nuclear deal. Former President Trump abandoned the agreement nearly 3 years ago. The Biden White House confirmed that talks will begin Tuesday in Vienna, Austria. We will talk with a key U.S. figure on the issue later in the program. President Biden has reaffirmed support for Ukraine as Russian forces mass on its eastern border. A White House statement says he spoke with Ukraine's leader today and cited, quote, Russia's ongoing aggression. Pro-Russian rebels have been fighting Ukrainian forces since 2014. In Taiwan, at least 51 people were killed and more than 100 injured today when a train smashed into a truck that had rolled onto the tracks. The train was coming out of a tunnel, and passengers had to climb through windows and walk on the roof to get out. More than 400 people were on board. Back in this country, Major League Baseball announced that it is moving its All-Star game out of Georgia because of the state's new law adding restrictions on voting. The game had been scheduled for mid-July, just outside Atlanta. The league says it's looking for a new host city. A senior Minneapolis police official testified today that Derek Chauvin had no reason to kneel on George Floyd's neck when he was already down and handcuffed. Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman heads the homicide division. He said the former officer's actions were totally unnecessary.
I saw no reason why the officers felt they were in danger, if that's what they felt. And that's what they would have to feel to be able to use that kind of force.
That testimony closed out the first week of Chauvin's trial in Minneapolis. He's charged with murder and manslaughter. A Texas sheriff has fired 7 officers after a black man died in jail last month. Marvin Scott was arrested for marijuana possession, but guards said he was acting strangely. So they tied him down and used pepper spray and a so-called spit hood on him. His family says that Scott had mental health problems. New numbers from the U.S. southern border show that authorities caught more than 170,000 migrants crossing from Mexico in March. That is the most in 20 years. Nearly 100,000 were single adults. Some 19,000 were unaccompanied children. And for a second year, Christians marked Good Friday with subdued ceremonies amid the pandemic. Religious sites reopened across Israel and the West Bank, and Franciscan friars led worshipers in retracing the final steps of Jesus. At the Vatican, Pope Francis presided over the Way of the Cross procession in a largely empty St. Peter's Square. Still to come on the NewsHour, what the strong jobs report says about the economy. The U.S. opens the door to a new deal with Iran. Brooks and Capehart weigh in on the president's infrastructure plan, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.